Our next issue, candidates onto the MTA. Higher fares, less service. Whether they take the bus, the subway, or trains, commuters are very angry, and businesses have been hit with that new MTA payroll tax. New Yorkers such as Kendra from Parkchester want the next governor to get tough on the agency.
I just want to know what the next governor is going to do to possibly audit the MTA's books and open up those books and see why they're always in such a deficit. What about the salaries of some of these executives? How come they're not cutting their salaries to give us, you know, better service?
All right, candidates, you'll have 60 seconds for that answer, and there'll be no rebuttal. And Ms. Davis, we begin with you.
The key difference between the MTA and my former escort agency is that I operated one set of books, and my former agency delivered on-time and reliable service. The MTA is a mismanaged patronage pit where a conductor can make three times the amount of his base salary in overtime. I would move the MTA to be under the direct control of either the governor or the mayor so that there is some accountability for the waste and fraud.
Thank you. Mr. Redlick?
Thank you.
I beg your pardon. Mr. Hawkins, I'm sorry. Oh. Mr. Hawkins.
Well, the MTA has become an ATM for the big banks. Instead of fully funding it up front and finding dedicated revenue sources so it's adequately funded, they borrow money from the banks, load it up with debt, and then have to pay interest and then turn around and say to pay the interest, you got to cut staffing like station managers and other transit workers and cut service and raise fares. So we need to turn that around. And the problem is it's an example of crony capitalism where they appoint bankers' friends to the MTA board who make it an ATM for their other banker buddies. The board should be elected by the public to make it accountable and by the transit workers. Ratio 2/3 public, 1/3 workers. And then we'll get the service we deserve because it'll be in our power to make it run right. And then we got to find dedicated funding sources like the congestion pricing proposal of Charles Kaminoff and Ted Keel. I think that's worked well in London to increase public transit, make traffic flow, and reduce the carbon emissions.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Barron. 1 minute, sir.
Let's make it easy. Abolish the MTA. We don't need it. We have a Department of Transportation on a city level. We have a Department of Transportation on a state level. We do not need the MTA. And we need a dedicated revenue source to bring the fare down. We should not be raising fare. Some people say they're not for raising taxes, but they don't mind the fare being raised. They don't mind tuition being raised on college students, but they have problems when we say we got to raise more money on the rich to have dedicated services or funding for transportation. So the MTA has two sets of books, cookbooks. The MTA was threatening to take our Metro cards away from our children. We do not need the MTA. I think we should abolish the MTA, and I don't think we should go to congestion pricing, because that's going to cause congestion parking in the outer boroughs and our neighborhoods, and we shouldn't have to pay extra money to travel through the city.
Thank you, Mr. Barron. Mr. Cuomo, 1 minute for you, sir.
Thank you. In some ways, the MTA is just a gross symbol of the problem that a lot of these state agencies and authorities have. Number one, it wastes a tremendous amount of money. And number two, nobody's in charge. In terms of the amount of money they waste, two sets of books, certainly, $500 million in overtime. Something like 8,000 people make more than $100,000. The pension system, the payroll system, it's another example of government inefficient, wasteful, and government that doesn't get it. Everybody else has to live within their means, not government. The MTA also has the additional issue of nobody's in charge. It's an authority. It's a joint board. It's the mayor. It's the governor. It's everybody. It's nobody. Put the governor in charge. If it doesn't work, it should be up to the governor, and everybody should know. The fraud in the MTA, we did a case on the Long Island Railroad, which is part of the MTA. Over 90% of the people
Mr.
going
Cuomo,
out
sorry,
on disability.
That is your time.
It can't be.
Mr. McMillan, 60 seconds for you, sir.
I am the governor. Nothing will pass my desk. No increases will pass my desk. I want full control. I mentioned this on one of my friends. He has a radio show on WWRL. His name is Earl Lewis. I told the people I have prepared a tax reduction form for you to fill out anything over $75 until I get this under control. Of course we have a lot of problems. That's why the state is in chaos now. But only a governor, like a father of a house, can put everything in control and get this state in the control we need. Checks and balances, and learn how to keep this group calm while I take care of business over here. This is what I'm here to do. A distinguished gentleman like myself is the only one suitable up here to do that. I know how to do it. A tax credit, a tax deduction, give you about anything over $75 that you pay in travel fee, you will get it back in the end of the year until I get the state under control. That's what Governor McMillan will do.
All right, Mr. Paladino, 1 minute, the MTA.
The MTA is a poster child for waste, fraud, incompetence, patronage, no-show contracts, absolute mismanagement. We have conductors making two times their base pay in overtime. That's not management. We have no-show jobs. We have, without question, one big beast that keeps sucking up money. I will get rid of that payroll tax immediately. I will then completely audit that division and take it in under the governor's office for a five-year period and force it to be restructured so that it is responsive to the people and not to themselves and not to the play-to-play club and those others, okay, that the other parasites that breed on it. It will end.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Redlich, 1 minute for you.
Thank you. I want you to understand what you just heard from two politicians. What the two politicians said was, I'm going to be governor, actually three if we count Jimmy. He said, give me control of the MTA, and then I'll fix everything. Well, number one, Sheldon Silver and the folks in the legislature aren't going to go along with the governor having control, that it's not realistic. And number two, why does anybody think, given people who are in bed with the special interests, more control over government's going to make things better? It's not. And I appreciate Mr. Cuomo reading what I write, noticing that 8,000 employees make over $100,000 a year. But I got another number for you. 50 MTA employees made over $200,000 last year. And it's not just executives like you saw on the video. There was a conductor on the Long Island Railroad who made $239,000 last year. There's a better answer than giving me control. Privatize the MTA and take the money you get from the auction and put it in the pension system where we have a real problem. If there's private railway in Japan, it works well. We can
Mr.
do it
Redlich,
here.
Mr. Redlich, that's your time. Thank you.